We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. Zok the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael lois yeled es ha'avodas chavam. A Bas Yisrael cannot be a midwife for a goita that's over the Zarah. Bnei Shmei Aled as a ben laveres chavam, because she's helping produce and bring into the world another ben laveres chavam. That's called Maseiya L'dvar Avera, and she can't do that. Aval avayis chavim, you let us bas Yisrael, but a goyish midwife, you let allow a goyish midwife to deliver your babies. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly the parameters of this, that it has to be in certain cases, because Be'etzem, a goy, even a goy toh, is choshur al shvichas damim. So here, the Mishnah allows it, and we'll see what the parameters are. Bas Yisrael leisenik benoshal avayis chavim, a bas Yisrael should not nurse a son of a goita. Why? Because again, she's being misayaya, a ben lavay de zara, helping sustain a son lavay de zara. Avay is a chavim, manika benoshal yisrael v'shusa. But a goita could be nurse a benoshal yisrael v'shusa in the reshus of the yid, where it's not a chash v'chas dam. And we'll see again what the parameters are, and we have to speak out. Is there a problem of nursing from a goy? It sounds like the etzim problem is not a problem. As long as the reshus of a goy, as long as the reshus of a Yisrael, you're allowed to nurse from the goy. We'll speak out the very important ran when we see the Gemara. So that's our Mishnah. It has two parts, of being a midwife and nursing. So the halacha is, you cannot be a midwife for the Ovid of Yitzchavim. You're not allowed a nurse, the son of Ovid of Yitzchavim. Mashenk, in other way, the Mishnah says that the goy is allowed to be midwife for the Yisrael, and the goy is allowed to be wet nurse for the Yisrael. Tara Abon, Bas Yisrael leisial of Yitzchavim. A Bas Yisrael should not be a midwife for a goy. Bnei Shmei Aled is ben of Yitzchavim, because she's helping a son be born for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Yitzchavim leisial is Bas Yisrael. And Avodah Yitzchavim should not be a midwife for a Bas Yisrael. Not like a Mishnah. Why? Because she is Choshur HaShvichas Dabim. Diver Rameyah. Rameyah says that you cannot use a Goyish midwife. You could use a Goyish midwife for a Yid's baby. When there's someone else standing there as well. But not if it's privately between the lady giving birth and the goyish midwife. That's also to do because you need someone else standing there. Now Tosfos points out it also has to be b'shus ha'yisraelis. That the Mishnah only said b'shus ha'yisraelis when it came to nursing, but Tosfos speaks out on top. The Ramaskav is chavim says pirish. Over there, even b'shus ha'yisraelis needs someone else standing there. And the reason why the Mishnah didn't speak it out because that's the stoma. The stoma was in those days. The pregnant lady didn't go walk somewhere else. She stayed at home. So therefore, that was a stone. You have to speak it out. Even that was pasha that was in the Israelis' house. So it comes out that when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to do this, it needs two qualifications. First of all, it needs that someone else is emedes agaba, and second of all, it's b'yishus Israel. And Ramea still says also Ramea Omer afilo acheres emedes agaba. Even someone standing here namiloi. Why? There's even the manchala yado afusa, because sometimes she'll put her hand on the soft part of the baby's head, v'katale, and kill the baby, loy mischazi, and won't realize. Even someone standing there, she could sneak it in while she's pulling the head out, smash the head, and kill the baby. And we'll give an example. We see Shemaisa, he is so. There was the Amal Charvata. There was one guy talking to another guy, and the other guy was a midwife, and she delivered a lot of Yiddish babies. So the guy was making fun of the other guy. He said, "Look, you're a midwife for Jews, this daughter of a midwife for Jews." She's making fun of her. Amr Law, so the one goita answered the other goita, "Nefishim bishta yissa, you goita should have terrible mazel, like the kamashpilna minayo doma kifusanahara. Blood should spill from you, just like the blood that I spilled from all the Jews that I killed, mamish, like the foam of the river." She was saying, "You know how many babies I killed? That's what she's telling the other guys. You see, Ramea says that they still killed the bond, even with someone standing there. Rabban Amalei, loy. It's not true. She was just trying to answer back. She was being accused of something, so therefore she answered back. But it's not true. She didn't really kill so many babies. And Rashi explains, Rabbanan Kasavri, Bizman Shakir's Mirza Gabba Shari. It's Mutta. Why? Amri Loch, Bemilsa Amri Kimta. Why? So Rashi explains because if someone else is standing there, it's a really Rashi later on that since she knows, if someone else is standing Agab, Rashi Mirza Akhir's Roy, so next to Mar, he says, the Mancha Yoda Afusa Chazile, Dagad the Chashidi, Yavi Israelis Alayo Allah Mirza. Sounds like this. If it's someone else standing there, she's scared to do that because they know the shtick. The person, Amelis Agaba, is another Yid, knows that you try to do that. So she keeps her eye on the midwife's hand to see what she's doing, and therefore you can't sneak anything because I'll catch you. And therefore, Abad and so we're not worried about it because, and here, this whole thing, which Tom's just answering back, but the Amelis Agaba will help to stop any type of murders in private. So that's the halacha of a midwife helping the lady give birth. It says that a Yiddish lady should not be a wet nurse for the goy, for a goyish baby. Tarabonon, and says all the way it's mutter, but a goy could be a wet nurse for the yid. Tarabonon, Basis Sholei Senek, B'nai Shol Chavim, why B'nai Shol Ben, because she is sustaining a son of Avayis Chavim, Lysenek, B'nai Shol, Basis Sholei, why not? B'nai Shol Chashud, Ashvichas Damim, because his Chashud, Ashvichas Damim, Divrame, B'chamayim, say no. B'chamayim, Avayis Chavim, Menikas, B'nai Shol, Basis Sholei, you could use a goyish wet nurse. B'zman, Shacher, Semenes Agabu, when someone else is standing there, Avaloi Bein Oilem, it can't be private. And we saw the Mishnah has to also be in the Rishus of the Israelis. Rameya Imra, Fila Cheres Mez Agaba, it doesn't help. You know why? Nami Loi. The Zibun de Shaifa Le Samal Adad Mavaroi. She puts a little poison on her dad when she's outside, before she comes in to nurse. Vikotale, and through that poison, he kills the baby. And then no one knows the difference. She put on the poison before she came in. So that's the Chashash. And I guess the Rabbanan say, we're not Chosh for that. V'tzricha, you need both these machlekesim, both similar machlekes, Rameyer and the Rabbanon. Rameyer says, Yechayesh v'tzrichas damim, even in the case of someone standing there. And the Rabbanon hold not. And we had two machlekesim, one case is by the midwife, one case by the wet nurse. Why need both machlekesim? V'tzricha. Diyash minim yaledes, bahukam Rabbanon shari. There, the Rabbanon hold it's muta wide le'efsher. It's not possible to kill the baby, because someone else is watching and sees if you're doing any hanky-panky. There it's possible to put on a poison from the outside and you can't watch it. Maybe the Rabban will be moided to Rameyer that it's taka a problem. There you can't watch that. So therefore it has to say the machlek is even by Manika. If you just said the machlek is by the wet nurse, do you say, dear, the shash, because you can put on poison from the outside? It's not possible. It's not possible to do anything when someone else is watching. The halacha is that still Rabbanon there, Rameya even there, argues and holds, dear, it's even a problem. So it comes out, we are saying there's two machlekesim over here, and according to the Rabbanon, it's mutter, according to Rameyer, it's aser. Now, one thing is very clear, that there's no problem, it sounds like Gemara, no problem technically to nurse from a goyish or wet nurse. The whole chashash is shvichas dam. So now, is there a problem to be maybe nurse from a goy? Maybe it's a problem to nurse from a goy, maybe it's like treif, maybe. Maybe it's treif. So there's a ran here, a very important ran here, that discusses this shaila. And it brings down Gemara's. Huh? Right, so chalvakim. Chalvakim means from a behemoth, but from a kosher behemoth that you mix them with a pig. So you're asking maybe it's like a chazer or a camel milk. That's aser because a yotzeva tami is aser. Shaila is there. This means to ask: is there a yotzeva tami from a guy? Oh, so let's see. The Ran is like this. When they're reading the kusis mendika b'nos shabbat shalom, I'm reading from a Ran. He says that we said a kusis could nurse a b'nos shabbat shalom. Mashma the chol of a kusis shari that the chol of a guy does mutter. When we say in the halacha chol of akum does not mean from a goy, it means from a behema, a cow actually, but still it's a chashash. You might mix something else. That's a isidur rabbanon. It's a whole different discussion. Here we're handling is a muta a chol from a goyta. So it's mashmi, it's mutter. It's only chashav shvichas damim. If you get out of the problem, shvichas damim, it's mutter. The ikal medak freaked around the perik cheresh mashmi. The ainu mutter el makom sakana. The tanya has it says there in the brisa tinuk yonik min akusus min avhemet tameya veinu chayshus from yonik sheretz. And we know avhemet tameya is definitely a problem of iser and says it's mutter makom sakana from akusus min avhemet tameya. So you see that we equate the two things. So it's mamash apella. Here agbar is mashmi, it's mutter. There it's mashmi, it's also. So some want to say, Zokdaran, they hear we're talking about a sakana taka. So then if it's sakana here, it's what's pshat in Rameyer. Why doesn't he allow it? So he says, V'chita mim came out tam de Rameyer, the osir, it's a sakana here. So he says, you can say that over here, it's, since you can bring a different menekes over here, so it's, even though it's sakana, rather bring a different menekes, don't bring in the shala of shvichas dam. That's the one he wants to know. But Lamaisa, he brings out the Rashba, says no. But Abba Rashba says, Kosav de Medina cholav akushas mutter. The halach is that a wet nurse, a goy, wet nurse is mutter betzem. The kivin da sikna perik afpi the cholav mahalchi shtayim mutter. The cholav of people, you know, of people is mutter. Menot heisus yoyse also cholav kusis mcholav shayisraelis. He says just like betzem a cholav of a person should be also even of a yid. Teretz says a cholav of humans is not a problem. It's like a whole shav dam of humans. It's different dinim. Ela fisha midas chasidusi shalahonik mcholav kusis fisha tivin shayisar rachmana vayishanim. It's a midas chasidus, not the nurse from a goy because they don't have good midas. Af chelva megadol teva kiritzabem mishum hachi. Therefore, we put together kusis behemet tameya, but not that shava. It's not also minadin. The kusis and midas chasidus. That's what he says. He says it's mucha meresh rabba like that. The famous meresh rabba. It says that that's what he brings out. The meresh rabba karoslo isha menekas menevriyos v'chi also lemoish lenik mechol of nachris. The Medrash says, "Ella lama amrake and fishach ziras lama yishal kol mitzvus lahanik." And he didn't want to do it. But lama apostlon, why didn't he want to nurse them? Amakazur pesh also labi miyarek dovatame. Yeah. So it comes out the raspberries arrive from there. That's really mutter. Only Moshe Rabbeinu not. And actually, in halacha, the Ramah paskins that lemaisa you should not nurse from a goy. That's what he says lemaisa. And the Ramah Paskins in halacha should not nurse from a goy, but also it could be it's only taka as this chumra of the of pesh shadav in shchina. That's maybe the reason. And shaila is what do you mean? Why you're not Moshe Rabbeinu? That the famous Rav Kamenetsky that every kid who's born you have to treat him like he's going to be in Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very possible. You never know. He's only 8 days old. He might still be Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, he's a very small kid. But it says Moshe Shulchan Aruch Yisraelis Loisenik. But it says there that we say that the vishchavim should not nurse a lechatchila should not nurse a baby a yiddish baby. That's what's coming out lemaisa. That you should not do that. But lemaisa, it's only a din of a chumrah. It's not an ikar adin. It's not an ikar adin that you can nurse from a goyish wet nurse. So I'm about right. So that's our sugya. Raminu, we have a kasha. Raminu Yehudis. Meyaledes or v'chovim b'schar. It said in our Mishnah that was kuliyama that a Yiddish midwife is not allowed to be a midwife for a goyish baby. Raminu asked a kasha. Yehudis meyaledes or v'chovim b'schar. Aval loy b'chinam. It says that you could if you're getting paid for it, you're allowed to be a midwife for a goy. Ayd is the issur of misayaya that you're bringing in a son for avodah zarah. Om Rav Yosef b'schar shori m'shumeva. If you're getting paid, it's mutter mishum eva. Because lemaisa, you have no excuse. If you're doing it for free, you say, what do you mean? I'm not, you know, I don't have time, I'm busy. But if this is your profession, you get paid for this, so why are you not doing it for the goy? Because of eva, we allow you to do this. Only Isra Rabbanon to do this. And they allowed it, mishum eva, they shouldn't make them upset. Sovra Rav Yosef lemeimer, alude avishav mishabs of ischar shori mishum eva. Rav Yosef had a tzad to say, that you could be a midwife for a goyish baby, even on Shabbos, b'schar, because of Eva. That's what he thought. So Tosfos already jumps in him right away and he asks, that l'chor, what's the tzad? So we'll speak at Tosfos in a second. We'll see Tosfos in a second. Let's first finish the Gemara. So Rav Yosef thought that because of Eva, you even give birth, be a midwife for a goyish baby on Shabbos, even. On Le'abaya, no. On Shabbos, you get out of it. Huh? Where do you see what?
You know,
no, you didn't see yet. If you only learned Rav Yosef, if you stop the Gemara right here, you think you're allowed to. Om Le'Baya, Yechayel Le'Meimah, there's no Eva, the Baya says. Yechayel Le'Meimah, The don the mintri Shabbos by us that we keep Shabbos mechalayu we can mechal Shabbos because they see that the Yiddish midwives they help deliver babies on Shabbos. So they say, what do you mean? You deliver babies on Shabbos? Why can't you do fast? They say like this: a yid is going to keep a bunch of Shabbosos. So odif to mechal one Shabbos in order to keep a bunch of Shabbosom. The dchud lo mintri Shabbos lo mechlin, you don't do it. So now let's go. So he's saying, what's the shaila? So now like this. Are you allowed to, is delivering a baby on Shabbos an Issa Deraisa or not? So Tosfos asks that, L'chayr it is an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara says that if you stuck your hand into the stomach of a behema and you pulled out an uber, you're over the Issa of Koitzer, of Oikadov Vigdula. It's an Issa Deraisa. Goizes Grada, not Koitzer, Goizes. It's an Issa Deraisa. So L'chayr, how do you like to do Issa Deraisa from Eva? You now deliver a baby for a goy because it's Issa Deraisa, because Eva can't do it. So what's the have mean? He says, even Babaya only said because I get out of it. I have all ksus because keep Shabbos. But that's, it sounds like a bai also wouldn't be a shayla. It's only a shayla could get out of the Eva. He couldn't get out of the Eva by a degree. So what's going on over here? Tosfos Teretz is that here we're talking about a Isser, the Rabbanon only, because already it was Nekar Lotzeis, or it was already, it was already a full term, and then it's only Isser, the Rabbanon. That's what Tosfos says. Some what? The cutting the cord, the kubi, it's not really living from that. It's already living on its own, so then it wouldn't be considered only the Rabbanon. That's what it sounds. Only the Rabbanon is your case. Huh? Right. You see, how much of it is the Raisa? The Taisa is not the Raisa. But Erechanami, you have to have someone else cut the cord of kubi. And the Ran says, you only could do it if there's no Echel Shabbos at all. Even Isser Rabbanon will be also to do. Even, that's the Ran says. Even Isser Rabbanon do it. There is taking out what somehow removing the baby from its sustenance.
It
right? Okay, I'm telling you, Tosfos a Gemara and Shabbos.
Animals,
yeah, no, the animal is probably the same thing. It also has a cord. It's probably the same thing.
I'm saying maybe they have to stick the hand.
No, I know. Tosfos asking for here. Yeah, Tosfos asking for here. That I'm not getting into. But I'll tell you one thing that the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Shin Lamis, if I had a Mishnah Berurah, I would read it to you, but I don't have a Mishnah Berurah in front of me as a Chelik Gimel. But he says there that there used to be some Yiddish people who helped give birth on Shabbos for Goyim. And he was saying, it's Pashas Issa Deraisa, and he was saying, they even drive there, they go there by horse and buggy, and he says, you're not allowed to do it, it's also going to do it. It's also going to Bechal Shabbos. He says, for sure, it's the Deraisa, and even Mr. Rabbanon, he's not so happy about it. He says, it sounds like a lot of people did it, and he said, from Eva's not Mutter, Ayin Shom, Mishru is very upset at those doctors who went to give birth for Goyim on Shabbos. Probably get it today also. It's also Mechal Shabbos for a Goy to give a birth for a baby, even because of Eva. That would be Osir. But you have to know exactly how far to take Eva. You have to ask your local Hatzalah rabbi about that. But Akaponim, that this is what comes out over here in the Rishonim, is that Tosfos says it can't have Issa D'Oraisa, only Issa D'Rabbanan. And according to Ran, even Issa D'Rabbanan would be Osir. Zot the Gemara Vayit. Sov Rav Yosef Lemeimer. Anuki b'schar shori m'shem Eva. You're allowed to nurse b'schar if getting paid m'shem Eva. Same type of idea. It says when it's Eva, the whole issue to nurse a baby is because you're sustaining a ben l'veres chavim. If it's b'schar, it's mutter. Omle abaye yichol meimar. You could say you can get out of it. Abaye says you get out of this Eva. You say like this: if she's a pnuya, I guess a pnuya can nurse, but she's a pnuya be'inol and suve. She says she wants to get married, and nursing weakens the body and weakens her yoifi, and therefore she says I don't want to nurse. And he says, "He loikom is damna ba'api gavra. I don't want to get dirty in front of my husband." In those days, the nursing was a very messy job. They didn't even have diapers for babies, so it was a very messy job. And therefore, I don't want to do it. So you get out of that. So Rabbi Yosef lemeimar, hod tanya. So I kapanim. That's saying Rabbi Yosef says from Eva's mutter. Abai says, "I get out of the Eva." But if you can't get out of the Eva, it's mutter. So anytime it's an issur d'rabbanan or less, then it could be mutter from Eva. Now, Sovra Yisla Meima, Hod Tanya, we looked at a price like this. Ha'oived kechavim v'roye behemedaka, loymailim v'loym ridim. We have a klal that a goy, ha'oived v'rezara, or a roye behemedaka is a Yisrael who's choshed on gzela. So you're not going to throw them into the bar, but if they're drowning in the mikvah, you don't have to pull them out. Loymailim, you don't take them out, you don't put them into the bar. So Shaila is like this. Asuki v'schar shorim shum eva. Rav Yosef said that if they're willing to pay you, you have to take them out, because if not, there's an eva. Why are you not taking them out? You're getting paid for it. No, I get out of it by saying like this. My son's standing on the roof. I have to run there. If not, he's going to fall off, and it's dangerous. I can't. I'm willing to lose my schar to go save him. So you get out of it. Say I have to leave. You walk by a bar. The guy is screaming, "Get me out!" He said, "No, I'm running somewhere. I can't go." You know, I'm in a kitli zimna lebeidayah. Or you can say that I have an appointment with the shultain. I have a government appointment now, and I cannot come. And even if you're paying me, so you'll get out of the problem of Eva.